Her Worship, Mayor Elaine Manzer, joins us here from the town of Peace River on the line. Thank you very much for joining us, Your Worship. Apex Security had a three-month contract with the town of Peace River, and from what I hear, a lot of positive comments came out of the fact that Apex was present. First of all, as an icebreaker, please, Your Worship, comments on the fact that it sounds like it was a little bit on the tough side losing Apex Security.
Well, yes. We realized that this was a pilot project that ended after the 3 months. So I think probably their presence is missed in the downtown area, just, you know, the physical presence of vehicles and their staff in uniforms and whatnot checking out various things. So for sure that is missed. The town is looking forward to the final report on the, what we're calling Public Security Services Pilot Project, which was what Apex was part of. We have not received that report as yet, and I understand that the town admin is waiting for some data from the company. So we're waiting for that final report, and council will have an opportunity to go over it, discuss it, and figure out a way forward. We, at the same time, are looking at internally within the town having a protective services department, which would be composed of fire people as well as bylaw and community police officers. So that's still in initial planning stages, and looking forward to staffing that at some point here. However, the Apex itself, they provided a good service for the 3 months. It was noticeable that they were helping out with encampments and some of the public issues with businesses and whatnot, with people hanging around where they didn't want them to be in their doorways and so on. So it'll be interesting what the public, what the final report does say. You know, we probably have a good hint as to what it will say from the comments that we've had. But at the same time, the town is well aware that the tax dollar only goes so far. And so the three-month pilot was $240,000, which was paid for from reserves. However, our reserves are not unlimited. So go forward, project would have to obtain funds somehow from our tax dollars, whatever, but likely tax dollars, and we're not sure that people are willing to go there. We are applying for a provincial grant from the province to collect more data, and that report will go to Minister Ellis, who's Minister of Protective Services, and provide him some data that perhaps will say that the town needs more protective services of some sort, whatever that might take. And protective services includes things like sheriffs, bylaw officers, community peace officers, and so on. We've advocated to Minister Ellis that we need assistance with that aspect of our town operations. We've also advocated to him that perhaps the connected topic of people being released from the provincial correctional institution, perhaps that needs to be looked at. We're kind of thinking, we haven't you know, made a formal motion or anything about it, but we're thinking our correctional institute has changed into more of a remand center than a time served. And the location for the time served in northern Alberta is appropriate for those in northern Alberta that end up in the institution. It's easier for their families to visit, pick them up sort of thing. However, the remand part of the program doesn't seem to be too conducive to planning too much in the future, in the immediate future, when somebody is released. So we're wanting him to look at that aspect of the Provincial Correctional Institute and feel that that element of what's happening in our town, perhaps that's one thing that if it was changed so that we're not a remand center and people get released just about any old time, that their bail conditions are up or whatever it is, that maybe changing that would have an effect on our situation in the downtown area with people not having a place to be and just kind of hanging around causing issues, which was one of the reasons that the security company was hired for the pilot project.
And they provided a lot of presence to the downtown core and throughout the area, that is for sure, with foot patrols, bike patrols, yes. Just presence in general. Having said that, how optimistic are you that those specifics, as far as the replacements are concerned, can be found?
Yes. Well, you know, it would be, this was a one-off thing, and we all understood that. If we were to, after discussions and whatnot, want to try the same thing rather than it doing an internal process of bylaws, CPOs, and so on, we'd have to have the big discussion. We have to have the big discussion about where does the funds come from this, and then there's always the, we have to offer a competitive tendering process for somebody to take on a contract, which was different than this short-term pilot. So that's all stuff that has to be looked at and would take time. We're hopeful that the minister will see Peace River as a unique site, a small northern town, basically, with our situation near to the provincial jail, whose policies did change and did perhaps lead to some of what we're seeing here. We're thinking that the province put extra sheriffs and so on in Calgary and Edmonton at one point in time to help deal with many of the similar problems that we were dealing with. And we're basically continuing to ask for his assistance and whatever form that could be. Could be extra sheriffs or something. We just, we don't know that part, but we're still asking.
The waiting game is the waiting game. Yes, it's a little frustrating, but I'm guessing needs to take place to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, I'm sure.
Yes, that's with a great many things these days. They want to do proper process and fairness to anyone out there that would be looking at getting work, if that's what it came to be. But we also want to make sure that the province continues to be aware of our situation and what we need more from the province in our circumstance.
Your Worship, Mary Lane Manzer from the town of Peace River, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.